Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And you can make that statement very easily because you can go back to any Protestant church. You can go back to their historical starting point, and you'll find that the reformer that was raised up and is identified as beginning that branch of Protestantism, whether it's Calvinism or the Baptists or the Lutherans, all those reformers way back when, based on the Bible, eventually came to identify the Pope of Rome as the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And it's all in black and white. You can read it very clearly. But the Protestant world no longer understands that. Liberal ideas have placed the Protestant world where it thinks it will be beneficial to clasp hands with Rome. But it isn't simply that, because as we get further on in this study, we're going to show you that the Constitution of the United States is directly connected with the Sunday law in the United States. You can't separate them. When the Constitution gets overturned, at the same time we know that the Sunday law will have arrived. I mean, the Constitution, in theory, of the United States could be overturned by other things. You know, there was people that said this presidential problem in the United States, it might get sent to the Congress and then back to Florida and then to the Supreme Court. It might cause such a crisis that they had to call a constitutional convention and rewrite the Constitution. There was even people talking in those terms. But we know as Seventh-day Adventists that the Constitution of the United States is definitely going to be overturned. But it happens at the Sunday law. That's where it happens. And because that document is so closely related to end-time Bible prophecy, the adoption of liberal ideas is not simply liberal theological ideas. Those people that deal with the Constitution of the United States, the jurists that set up on the Supreme Court or the lower courts, there are two different ways to look at the Constitution. And if you're watching the presidential election, you've seen it. 5-4. The four Supreme Court justices that were wanting to count all the votes for Gore, they have the liberal outlook on the Constitution. The five that didn't have the conservative outlook. The nine state judges in Florida that said go ahead and count the votes, they have the liberal perspective. And Al Gore gives a very clear statement on what the liberal way of looking at the Constitution of the United States is. I'll read it to you. This is Vice President Al Gore. "I would look for justices of the Supreme Court." He was answering, you know, who he would appoint to the Supreme Court if he was the president, given opportunity. "I would look for justices of the Supreme Court who understand that our Constitution is a living, breathing document, that it was intended by our founders to be interpreted in the light of the constantly evolving experience of the American people."